The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Celebrate His grace. Just celebrate His grace. Beloved, it is the grace. It is the grace of God.
We live by your grace, Lord. Your grace, O Lord. Your grace, O Lord. We worship you and bless you, Lord. Because of your grace, O Lord. Because of your grace, O Lord. We are survived because of your grace.
Bless the Lord for the grace.
We are surviving because of your grace.
It is the grace of God. The grace of God. Let's celebrate God's grace. Let's celebrate His grace right now. Celebrate His grace. Celebrate the grace of God. Celebrate, celebrate.
We live because of your grace, O Lord. Your grace, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. It is your grace. Nothing but your grace. It is your grace, Lord. It is your grace, Lord. We celebrate your grace tonight. We celebrate your grace tonight. We celebrate your grace tonight. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. Holy Spirit, take charge. Let the blood speak. Let the blood cleanse the atmosphere and the environment. Let the blood of Jesus take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge now and minister unto us. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Then you can take your seats. Turn your Bibles with me to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Our theme tonight is divine alignment with God to take off a night of alignment. Divine alignment with God to take off. A night of alignment. Say a night of alignment. Say a night of alignment. Say a night of alignment. In Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. That word rampart simply means the fence wall. Fence wall. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Verse 2. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. Please continue up to 4. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Verse 4. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
The King James says the righteous shall live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Let's also go to Psalm 46.
Verse
10.
He
says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Amen.
Amen.
We also want to look at James chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
Yakubu huma eti ba ko nche mu dun so ni do wonjwe.
James 1, 17 and 18.
Yakubu huma eti ba ko nche mu dun so ni do wonjwe.
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Verse 18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
Adophonum,
as we are gathered here, many of us have gone through different kinds of experiences in the past month. We have received a lot of words of prophecies. We have received, or we have been given dreams to dream. But then sometimes we can thank God for is that we didn't die, because we haven't seen anything. Sometimes all that we can say is that we didn't die. That is all. Because nothing has changed. Things are the same.
I say, Bibia to say nothing. Nitimi can say, Yenwu, yet ye are
same. But I want you to know that things are not the same.
I
say things are not the same. I say things are not the same. A lot is going on behind the scenes. A lot is going on in the spiritual realm. A lot is going on. Before the manifestation,
and sana in the, you know,
a lot has gone on.
Bebre, akoso dada,
and a lot is going on.
Ana bebre, suna, akoso.
And I'm here to declare to you,
na owasa bebre makachira o.
Whatever word God has spoken,
asendi anyami akebiano.
Whatever dream God has given to you,
dayebi anyami sudia maubiano.
As long as you are still holding on to it,
na emprendudo adaso ekite mungu adiye.
It is still relevant.
Edaso awo ho ehunia.
It is still relevant. It is still relevant. Look, you will live to see that testimony.
Obetina se ehun sada sidie no.
You will live to celebrate that testimony. As I was reading 1 Corinthians 15, when I got to verse 30 something today, I've written a lot of notes. The Lord started opening my eyes. I said, wow. So is that the blessing of delay? So when things are delaying,
it doesn't
mean that it is just delaying. Something is actually going on. Something is going on. Amen.
Amen.
Give me 1 Corinthians 15. I didn't want to teach this now, but let me just say something little about it.
From
verse
42.
I started writing this note at 2:50 a.m. And I was writing notes up to
6:40 a.m.
From 2:50 a.m. That time, where were many of you? 2:50. Let's read from verse 33 rather. Let's start from verse 33. From verse 33, 1 Corinthians. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Okay, 34. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. Okay, please, let's go to verse 42. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. 43. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Give me Mark chapter 4.
Yenko Marko Homa eti enai.
From verse 26. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the first scripture we read in 1 Corinthians 15, actually, there is a particular verse I'm looking at, but I didn't. It is talking about the resurrection of the dead. That when we die,
see,
we will be given new bodies. When Jesus appears,
say Jesus appear,
like Jesus died. And he rose up with a new body. And that body will never die again. But then the truth of the matter is that when you compare this to the planting of a seed, the Bible says that when we plant a seed, it must die before it germinates. Is it true or false?
True.
It must die before it germinates. Now let me ask you. I believe many here have accompanied dead body to cemetery before. After you go to bury a dead person in the cemetery, do you go back and open the grave and see how what is happening to the body? I say, do you go back and open the grave and see what is happening to the body? In the same way, when you plant a seed in the ground, do you go back to scoop the seed and see what is happening to it? After you plant it, you are only waiting for the day it will germinate. Is that not it? Fine. You left the seed there. And it is as if nothing is happening. Until the day it germinates. Even if a new person goes to the farm, he doesn't see anything until the seeds that were planted have germinated. Before the person will see that something has been planted there. In the same way, the things you are praying about, the dreams you have been given, the prophetic words you have been given, it appears nothing is happening. The Bible says, when the body is buried in weakness, it rises up in strength. It rises up in glory. What is actually happening is that the words God has spoken to you, the dreams he has given to you, all the prayers you have prayed, every seed you have sown, it is still in the process working underground. The day for the glorious celebration is definitely coming. I said the day for the glorious celebration is actually coming. Look at, give me verse 43 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Give me verse 43. Verse 43. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Give me 44. Continue. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. This is talking about the resurrection of the believers who die. But in the same way we are comparing it to a seed that is planted. And also apply it for your dreams that are still waiting to be manifested. The Bible says, the delay is because there is something going on in the realms of the spirit and behind the scenes that you are not aware of. And I declare to you that as it is sown in dishonor and raised in glory, sown in weakness, raised in power, sown in natural body, raised in spiritual body, so also everyone sitting here that is still waiting, your waiting is not just a waiting. A glorious celebration is coming. I say a glorious celebration. 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 This will encourage those who are still waiting. How long will I continue to wait? Why is it that November has come? And the things that were spoken to me in January, I cannot see any of them. Why is it that November has come? And the things that were spoken to me in February, I can't see any of them. Why is that November has come? December is coming. And the things that were spoken to me in March, I cannot feel any of them. Why is that December is coming? And the things spoken to me in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, I haven't seen any of them. The answer is that there is a process going on for a glorious celebration. There is a process going on for a glorious celebration. There is a process going on for a glorious celebration. There is a process going on. There is, you are going to celebrate it. Definitely you are going to celebrate it. The seed must die in the ground before it germinates. It must die. It is taking time, but something is happening. It is taking time, but something is happening. It is delay, but it is not just a delay. It is not just a delay. It is not just a delay. There is a process. Something is going on for your glorious celebration. For your glorious celebration. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Sakata kabayakata. Look, I have prayed today, I don't know how many hours I've prayed. You see, you don't get such revelations and sit down. What? What? So it is sown in dishonor. Raised in glory. Sown in weakness. Raised in power. Sown in natural body. Raised in spiritual body. You see, the above demonstrate the different levels of states of transformation, of transition, or transformation from the natural realm to the supernatural. How many days does it take corn when you plant? Who are farmers here? Who did agri here? How many days does it take? Tomato seed. How many days has it taken to
germinate?
How many days? About 3 days. What about corn?
A bronze wear.
3 to 4 days.
Corn,
3 to 4 days. Okay. What about mango?
Mango swear.
What about mango? What about coconut?
Oh, yes.
I think coconut is about 3 weeks. Or more. More than that? Coconut. Who are farmers here? Coconut. About 3 months? Coconut. To germinate. Listen to me. If your testimony that you are going to celebrate is like coconut, and the one who is going to celebrate mango, and the one who is going to celebrate tomatoes, and you are comparing yourself, I say your coconut is still working. The mango is still working. The tomato is still working. There is still something happening. There is a process. I said there is a process. How many months does it take a cow to bring forth? How many months does it take a cow when the cow gets pregnant? How many months does the cow?
Please.
Wait, raise your hand if you know it. Nine months. Like human being.
This is only part of any.
9 months. Human being is 9 months. Cow is 9 months. Listen to me. Please. Listen, church. How many of you are children of God here? Let's be careful. Let's be very careful. The way we give up. Too soon. The thing is not working. January didn't work. February didn't work. March didn't work. April didn't work. May didn't work. June didn't work. July didn't work. August didn't work. September didn't work. October didn't work. November didn't work. And now they say December. Listen to me. It is sown in dishonor. It will rise in glory. I say that glorious testimony. The word of God will never fail. I said the word of God will never fail. It will never fail. Look, any word you are holding on to, as long as you are holding on to it, it is relevant. It is when you fail to hold on to it. As long as you are holding, that God says this, and I believe it, Beloved, every delay is not just a delay. It's not just a delay. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was buried, how many days was he in the tomb? How many days? 3 days.
3 days.
Even God himself. 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. But when the fullness of time had come, when God's time had arrived, God sent an angel to the grave. The angel with one finger rolled away the stone and sat on it. The Bible says, first of all, there was a violent earthquake. A violent earthquake. God himself visited the tomb with his personal angelic bodyguard. And that bodyguard removed the stone and sat on it. And the Bible says, those soldiers that were guarding the tomb, they shook until they became like dead men. And Jesus came out. I am here to announce to you, God's prophetic word to you and your testimony, it is still relevant. 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 We are in the days of the supernatural. To those who are married, no, those who are not yet married, and they want children, medical science and doctors will be saying, then what happened to the body? Listen to
me.
Just as God suspended the age of Abraham, even after 125 years, when Sarah died, at 125 years, your physical organs shouldn't work again. Even today, we are having young men, 25 years, 30 years. The thing cannot rise again. They have to force it to rise. It has become tired and weak. Because of overuse. But Abraham, even after 25 years, even after
125,
after 125 years, thank you, the thing is so much alive that the old man cannot just stay. The thing is so much alive that Abraham look at Keturah.
Abraham said, Keturah, sir.
And said, Ketu, come and replace Sarah. Come and replace Sarah. Ketu, come and replace Sarah. And even with Keturah, how many children did they have?
Six.
Six children. Six children. Listen to me. God can suspend your age. I said, God can suspend your age. He can suspend your age. Grace can suspend your age. Look, your age can just become numbers. But your cells are still alive. Please, the God we are serving is a living God. Don't let us joke and play. We are talking about divine alignment. To align means to be in line, to make sure that something is in line. They are all in line. To position it in line. Tonight, God is releasing the anointing for divine alignment. What does that mean? God is about to put things in line in your life. How things should work. You know, some of the things are not working because certain things are not in alignment. Anytime God gives a word, God gives a dream, God releases prophecy. Every prophecy needs time, place, and people. Every prophecy needs all time, place, and people. You must be at a place at the right
time.
You must meet the right people. It takes God to arrange all these things. Because when these things are not in order, it doesn't make things work. So divine alignment means from today, God is going to make sure that anybody that matters to your prophetic way, you will meet that person. Any place you should be, you will be there at the right time. You'll be there at the right time. You'll be there at the right time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is divine alignment.
When you
see, the reason why we should grow in the spirit. Look, we are cheating ourselves.
Yes, you see, Papa.
I am telling you. When we are not going in the spirit, we are cheating ourselves. Because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. If you don't know where to be at the right time, if you don't know where to be at the right time, there are some sisters here, some people here.
I think of where you are.
Sometimes when we are, I will just tell Gladys that today. Today is this sister's day. God told me. He's going to minister to this sister. This sister's testimony is going to be from today. We'll come to church and the person is not in church. Three times. I've told my wife about a particular, she's sitting here, about a particular sister. We'll come to church, she's not in church. You ask her, where did you go? So my friend's mother died. So I accompany my friend to I went to help my friend to cook. Not that it is bad. We need to be sensitive. So that we stop blaming God. We are just living and walking. And blaming God. Meanwhile, we must align ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in Habakkuk chapter 1, Habakkuk had been complaining. Habakkuk was complaining. About how there is injustice in the land. I'm talking about Habakkuk chapter 1. He was complaining. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you? Violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed. And justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Then the Lord answered, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you will not believe, even if you were told. Now, after God spoke like that, then from verse 12, Habakkuk complained again. Oh Lord, you are not from the... Oh Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. Oh Lord, you have appointed them to execute judgment. Oh Rock, you have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Then he continued to complain. Then, in chapter 2, he said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampart. The ramparts are the fence wall. I will stand on the fence wall. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord spoke. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. So what has been happening between the time of the word and the time of its manifestation? That's the planting principle. A seed that is planted in the ground must die. It must die before it germinates. So the prophecy is still going through the dying process. God is killing some things in you. God is preparing you. God is realigning you. And when the time has come, God himself will orchestrate things. And then the prophecy will be celebrated. Habakkuk teaches us what to do when we don't understand why things are the way they
are.
Instead of being anxious and worried and running around complaining and blaming
people,
Habakkuk said, I will stand at my watch. It means I will align myself. I will position myself. What to align? We must align our minds. That is your thoughts. Your imaginations. Align it to his word. What does his word say? Beloved,
I don't know.
As a child of God, you are to live by the word. Not by the media. Not by the system. Live by the word. Align your mind, your thoughts, your imagination. And align your mouth. Your language. With his word. Align your manners or your actions, your attitude. Or your behavior. To his word. Align your faith. Believe in what he says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that if you believe, all things are possible. Align with the Holy Spirit. Let's align ourselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We must ask God to align us. And we ourselves should be willing to align ourselves. Which area should we align? I mean, how do we align? We should align in prayer. Persistent prayer.
And talk of some prayer.
Consistent prayer.
Persevering
prayer. Intensive prayer.
And prayer one thing.
Daily.
Aye, dada.
We must align in praise.
I say, aye, ye mon siyadi ahonto to hon.
I tell you, praise brings down the presence of God. We must align in thanksgiving. We must align in continual service. We must also align in continual sacrifice. There is a lesson God was teaching me. Let me tell you something. Do you know that your today is being credited into your tomorrow? Your today is being credited for your tomorrow. I'm telling you. Your today, the life you live today, how you handle your body today, is being credited into your account tomorrow. I'm telling you, everything you are doing today, 5 years, 10 years time, it is being credited into your account.
Now,
and it will manifest in your life. Look, some of you,
I see a movie.
I know a cousin of mine. I know he will never be online.
I see him in the cousin. Oh, my goodness, that.
Look, women.
Emma.
Women.
Emma.
I was the one who used to call women for him. That was my ministry.
Before
I became born again. So there is no woman I talk to that will not follow me.
They said,
no woman has rejected me.
They said,
I would just say something and then say, okay, you are coming.
Yeah.
I will be there when the woman comes and I leave. Today when you see him, he's walking like this. He's walking like this. He's walking like this. He's a straight man. But because he has done it like this, it has been credited into his account. So today, he's walking like this. He's walking like this. Everything you are doing today is being credited into your account. I am telling you, every good thing you are doing, every bad thing you are doing, is a credit into your account. Do you know the life we are living today? Do you know that we are living generational credit? Ancestral credit. Do you know that some of us, the things we are suffering today are the credit of our ancestors, are the credit of our generation, are the credit of our parents. They are dead and gone, but it has been credited. God was teaching me about Abrahamic covenant. Hey, God credited Abraham's covenant to Isaac, to Jacob, to the nation Israel.
Isaac, Jacob, or my Israel.
So watch yourself, oh.
It is your will.
I'm telling you. Your life today is being credited. That's why the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. Let's look at Galatians 6, 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
8.
Verse
8.
Whoever sows to please their flesh. From the flesh. Will reap destruction. I just demonstrated to you my cousin. Who is walking like this? He sowed to the flesh. He sowed to the flesh. He sowed to sex. So this is what sex has given to him. He sowed into the waist of women. So it has affected his waist. He sowed in the thigh of women. Youth. Very soon you are not going to get anybody to advise you. Because some of you, it has started germinating. You are only waiting to reap the harvest. Whoever stole to please the Spirit. From the Spirit will reap eternal life. What are you sowing to today? Then to the person by you, ask the person, what are you sowing into today? Are you sowing into the flesh or the Spirit? That is alignment we are talking about. Some of us are suffering from generational alignment.
And
several positioning. But there is a good news. You can use your today to cancel your yesterday. I said you can use your today to cancel your yesterday, your new activities today. You can use it to cancel your yesterday, to cancel your generational whatever, to cancel your ancestral whatever. You don't know the reason why some of us, some of you think Pastor Adela is too hard. It's too difficult. You don't know where God picked me from. About 5 days ago, I was praying.
And
God opened my eyes to see my mother's grandfather and grandmother. Hey! I've not even told my mother this.
Hey! Jesus.
And my father's grandmother.
And
my
papa's.
Hey! So you come from such a root.
Into officer, I wanted to see more.
And you become born again. And you just want to play Christianity. You want to serve God with your body. Not with your spirit. Not being serious. You end like a waste paper. Because spirits don't die. Look at the way. I don't know whether I'm going to lay hands today. For impartation. When I begin to lay hands right now, you see the weight that people are carrying. The things people are carrying. Those things. It will surprise you that you will die with them. So that what you are supposed to be, whilst you are still in Christ, and you are born again, because of those things, you were still not able to achieve until they are dealt with. That is why some of us are serious. Because we have seen where we are coming from. And we have seen where we could be. And God has shown us what we should do. I will not joke.
I
will not joke at all. Never. I will not joke.
Debbie.
I will not joke. No, I will not joke. I will not joke. I will not joke. You think that sickness in the family? Your mother had diabetes. Your grandmother had diabetes. You too, they are finding diabetes. It's not from God. It's not from God. It is an ancestral and generational credit that is flowing through the bloodline. That is why we take communion. That's why we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So that you live a righteous life. You pray daily. And kill that thing. Otherwise. Why is that when you go to hospital and they ask you family history? Family history is demonic. What happened to your grandmother happened to your mother. It is now happening to you. It's a transfer. It should not happen to you. Because you are a new creation. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If any person be in Christ, you are a new creation. You are a new creation. You are a new creation. You are a new. Say, I am a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. If you are clapping, you clap.
Oh, boy, Seman, I'm a bomb and coupon.
Look.
Okay.
That thing that happened to your father should not happen to you. That thing that happened, if you are a Christian, and those things are still found in you, there is a problem with your Christianity. I'm telling you. I'm not saying that you are not born again. Maybe you are ignorant of some things. Look, I was a pastor.
Now, you are suffering.
1988. This thing happened, I think 1989 or 90, eh? Yes,
1989.
North Kanishi Assemblies of God.
I was North Kanishi.
I was associate, I was the pastor in charge of Sunday school. We were about six associates.
Yeah,
apart from the senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Harris. Every day we go. Office staff, secretaries, and whatever we do, morning devotion. After the morning devotion, he said, Dela, I want to see you.
I see Dela, they send me home.
So when everybody was gone,
he
said, uh-huh, you Dela, I'm going to sack you.
I said, what Dela, Pamo?
I'm going to sack you. I'm sacking
you.
I was just looking at him. I said, I'm going to sack you. You know, my father had worked in 28 printing presses in Accra.
28.
He was a born printer.
Yes,
he could operate any printing machine. So when the machines come, this company will go and call him. He will come and operate them, set them up, everything. When he is to be paid, they say the pay is too much, we can't pay
him.
Then because even when he is there, other people are pulling him so quickly,
he will go some 28.
So when out of the blue, I'm a pastor.
I am fool.
And then after morning devotion,
I am
going to sack you. What have I done?
And then am I here?
Say, I'm going to sack you. You are here talking.
Hey, oh, my power is this way then.
Then when I went to the office,
your office, what no?
Our pastor's, associate pastor's office.
Hey, I'm the detail office. Baby, I
then it just occurred to me.
And they told me, sir. Come, he said.
To go to those days, we were praying at Legon Botanical Garden. To go to Legon Botanical Gardens and pray. So I just went to him. I said,
oh,
Pastor, please, I want to obtain permission. I feel I should go and pray. It's okay. Go and pray. But I will sack him. Whilst I was praying, then the Holy Spirit said to me, your father's thing,
oh, Papa, dear, no,
is what is manifesting. That is that has been causing people to sack your father. Because they can't pay him. He just took it because he knows the work. He didn't know that it is a spirit. That day I dealt with that spirit. And after dealing with that spirit, I remember it was a Wednesday. Then Thursday, we went to office. After the devotion and everything, when all the others were going, I went to that Papa. I want to see you.
Say, okay.
So sit down.
I said,
please, I want to know why you wanted to sack
me.
I want to know what I've done. So that I can beg you. He said, what are you talking about?
I said, oh,
yesterday you told me that you were
sacking.
He said, me?
I said, me.
When did I tell you that?
Every man I said, oh,
yesterday, after divorce.
Oh, and
he said, ah.
I said, ah.
Did you dream or... When did I tell you that? I said, oh, Papa, you told me yesterday.
Oh, Papa,
I came to obtain permission.
I said,
Dela, you are not serious.
I said, hey, when you marry,
how can I sack you? Who will do the work you are doing? What are you learning here? So you see, the thing that was following my father, now following me,
they say,
attack him. Attack, influence him. Against me. If I had not gone to pray, he would have sacked me. But because I went to deal with that spirit, when I came back, even our secretary, Nana, is now in U.S. Maybe. When I came, I said, let's go back. So Nana went back with me.
Said,
Pastor, yesterday you were shouting that you sacked him. He said, then it was something.
You people should live here.
That matter is gone. Tonight, I disconnect you right now. I detach you and disconnect you. I detach you and disconnect you. I detach you and disconnect. I detach and disconnect you. You will never be a victim again. I say you will never be a victim again.
Amen.
You will never be a victim again.
Amen.
You will never be a victim again.
Amen.
I say you will never be a victim again.
Amen.
The month of December is a month of alignment. God is aligning you. The Lord says he is going to fix all the missing links. Every missing link in your life. Anything that is missing in your life, God is fixing it right now. God is fixing it right now. God is fixing it right now. God is rise up with me right now. Begin to thank the Lord. Bless the Lord for your life.
Thank God
that you are still alive. Thank the Lord that you are not dead. As long as there is still life in you, your dream is still relevant. I am telling you, your dream is still relevant. Begin to thank the Lord right now. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I thank you.
I thank you
that Jesus came to die for me. I thank you that Jesus came to exchange his life with my life. That Jesus came to take my life and give me his life to live his life here on earth. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to thank the Lord that you are a new creation. Say, my Father in heaven, the new life of Christ I have in me,
the new life of Christ I have in me,
has no generational carryover.
Has no generational carryover.
Has no ancestral carryover.
Has no ancestral carryover.
Has no parental transfer.
Has no parental transfer.
Therefore, let the new life of Christ,
let the new life of Christ,
the eternal life of Christ,
the eternal life of Christ,
in me,
in me,
nullify,
nullify
every generational,
every generation,
every ancestral,
every parental
carryover,
carryover
and transfer. Let the new life of Christ in me nullify, 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 nullify. Clap your hands and pray right now. In Jesus' name,
amen.
When I look at my life,
okay, now, bravo.
I can see that there has really been a change. Until there is a sharp difference between you and the family. If negative things in the family cannot be found in you, then you are true. But even if one can be traced, you are not yet true. You need to deal with that one. You need to deal with that.
If
in your family they are liars, they will start telling the truth. By the last one they will say, when everybody is clapping that, oh, today,
today,
today, then bind the last one, bind a lie. You are not yet complete.
Yes, sir.
There are some family, the men just love women.
You are
born again.
When you are from,
you too, you are like that.
Also,
there is a problem.
Now I just will help you.
You are still a prisoner.
Oh, that's why you fear.
Say anything in my life,
anything in my life
that is traceable,
that is traceable
to my ancestors,
to my ancestors,
to my generation,
to my generation,
to my family,
to my family.
Any negative thing in my life
that
is traceable to my generation, to my parents,
to my family.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ flash it out. Flash it out of me. Flash it.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I reject. And I resist.
And I resist.
Any ancestral carryover. Any parental transfer. In the family, the first marriage doesn't work. It's the second one that works. You two, you are born again.
What's when you are from?
The first one.
You did kind of.
You are not yet complete. I'm not saying that you are not truly. You are truly born again.
When you are from the air, and so when you will pay here.
But you haven't dealt with some things yet.
Yes, and you maybe oh ha when you any no end here.
You see, carrying that came from Senegal, the Francophone. I used to tell the Francophone those days. Those who came early, they really, I really had time with them.
When
we go to Achimota to pray, Francophone Impact, I tell them, I say, you think you came to Ghana to study? Some of you, God brought you here to deal with your ancestral foundations. Today they are thanking me.
And then almost damn say
all over the place, the Francophone. Some in France and all over the place.
To France,
they say, we thank you.
I say,
From 1995, that was in this church. The first Francophone who came to this church was Christopher. 1995, Christopher. He is an interpreter to all international evangelists in Cote d'Ivoire.
Now, Cote d'Ivoire,
international evangelist that goes to Cote is Christopher.
Christopher, no better than him.
Mama Antoinette was cooking for Christopher. You remember? Mama Antoinette, you were bringing him food when he was sleeping in the church.
Yeah, Mama
Antoinette. I don't know whether he has ever remembered you. You remember him? But has he remembered you? Since he left, he has never called you. Okay, one day I'll tell him that the woman who cooks, You should remember the woman. As for Francovo, the moment they leave, that's all they forget. That is their problem. But not all of them. A very few of them are very correct. As we are here, some of them are online. Some of them send their tithes. Some of them send their offerings. Say, my Father in heaven. Any generational carryover. Any ancestral carryover. Any parental transfer. That is affecting any aspect of my life. And causing trouble in any aspect of my life. By the blood of Jesus Christ. I disconnect myself. I detach myself. I reject. I reject. Clap your hands right now. Connect, detach, reject.
You
see, when you are born again, it's not a small thing to be born again. Many things have changed in the realms of the spirit. But physically, you have a role to play. To use the blood of Jesus. The word of God. The Holy Spirit. To consciously deal with certain things. Don't think because you are born again, certain things will just stop like that. I was born again when I was doing masturbation. The day I fast, that day I will do masturbation more. Then I started telling God, kill me. Kill me.
Kill me.
Why have I fasted 3 days?
For you
to deliver me from masturbation.
And
I am, kill me on time. Kill me.
Kill me, my breath. Kill me, my breath.
Then I heard the voice. Either the first or the second, I have heard audible voice.
I was
in the bathroom. I was just coming, arousing myself to masturbate. When I started shouting, then I heard the voice.
Della,
are you willing?
When you're open,
I turned around the bathroom.
The
village bathroom, they use sink.
And then
Della, are you willing?
I said, Della, when you're open,
Della, are you willing?
Della, when you're open,
then I shouted,
and I'm in
Tiamo. I am willing. I am willing. I am willing. It was 1979. From that day,
if he sat down,
up to today, I have never masturbated.
Amen.
Amen. Just when I said, I am willing. After 2 weeks, the edge came again. When it came, I said, no, I am willing. Then to go. Then to come again. No, I am willing. Then to go. Look, that is how you overcome. Some pastors pray, you are born again. That's all. It is true. But until you consciously deal with it. Because it is a spirit. Examine yourself right now. Anything in your life. Look, if you don't deal with that thing, the trouble it will cause you have no idea. That was when I got to know that there is something called self-deliverance. Nobody has to lay hands on you and say, come out. 3 demons tormented me. The demon of madness. The demon of suicide.
And it's always a welcome for Adamoni.
And the demon of what? What was the third one? Madness, suicide, and what? Murder.
And it's over Kumnipa.
These 3 demons.
Sir Adamoni me saying
they harass me.
Omo titi no.
But I was saying no.
Now,
I will not. Later, before I got to know that what I was doing, I was resisting the devil. Say any ancestral or parental transfer. Any of them in my life. I said no way. I said no. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and say no way. Say no way, no way. Say no way, no way, no way. Beloved, it is working.
Amen.
I say it is working.
Amen.
you will never end like your ancestors.
Amen.
Look, you are going beyond your ancestors.
Amen.
You are going beyond your parents.
Amen.
Where they reach,
Amen.
You are going beyond.
Amen.
Their standard will never be your standard.
Amen.
I said their standard will never be your standard.
Amen.
Their standard will never be your standard.
Amen.
The testimonies your parents could not celebrate, you are celebrating those testimonies.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
Let the gates of December,
let the gates of December,
open up for me now.
Open up for me.
Open up for me now. Gates of December, open up for me.
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 Shata kamara soko, bakara kanta kamaya.
Let the gates of December,
open up for me.
Open
of December, lift up your hands, all ye gates, that the King of Glory may pass through. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Let the gates of December open up for me. Let the gates of December open up for me. Let the gates of December open up for me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, better life.
Better life.
Say, gates of better life.
Gates of better life.
For the month of December.
For the month of December.
Gates of better life.
Gates of better life.
Gates of prosperous life.
Gates of
victorious life.
Economic gates.
Financial gates.
Living gates.
Prosperous gates.
Healthy gates.
Be lifted right now.
Be lifted
up right now. Now. Be lifted for me. Be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted. Marital gates. Social gates. Career gates. Career gates. Career gates. Case of childbirth. Case of childbirth. Case of childbirth. Case of marriage, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted. In the month of December,
Shata Kamaya, Apakara Baanda.
Case of healing, case of deliverance. Case of favor, case of grace, case of glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
The month of December.
The month of December.
Is month of dominion.
Is the month of dominion.
Is my dominion month.
Is my dominion.
Is my reigning and ruling month.
Is my reigning and ruling month.
Is my acceleration month.
Is
my possession month.
Is my possession.
Is my fulfilling month.
Is my fulfilling month.
I declare.
I declare.
You December.
You December.
You are my dominion month.
You are my dominion.
You are my reigning and ruling month.
You are my reigning.
You are my acceleration month.
You are my
possession. You are my celebrated man.
You are my celebrated
man. You are my man for testimony. You are my fulfilling man. I declare, declare right now. Control to this land.
You are my man for victory. You are my man for victory.
You are my man for victory.
You are my man for victory.
You are my man for
victory. You are my man for victory.
You are my man for victory.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we take communion, let me tell you something. Please, when we are praying and then, like our mothers, old ladies, you feel you can't stand, you can sit down. If you feel that you can't stand, you just sit. But be in a prayer mood. You see, I've been saying this, and this was the Lord taught me. Apart from the fact that Jesus came to die for us, shed his blood, send the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, giving us his word to stand on. These are the greatest blessings. There is another thing. I don't even know where to position, whether we call it will, say will.
Say will.
That thing called will.
Your
will, God will never, God will never prevail over your will. Which, what is the right word?
Violate.
Thank you. Let's clap for him. I'll give you 50 cities. 50 cities. God will never, this one, I won't say 1,000, I say 50. 50. As for 50, if you ask me right now, I can give it to you. God will never violate your will. Look, if you will to die today, God will accept it. If you will to live, look, your will
open.
You have no idea. It's the greatest power. But it is also the greatest trouble. It is also the great. Look. Anything you will to be, no power can stop you. Even God cannot stop you. Look at Genesis 11. When the people came together to build the Tower of Babel, what did God say?
He
said, these people, with one language, that they are doing this. If we don't take care, we can't stop them. Let's go and confuse them. Now, I am giving you 2 minutes. Declare by your will what you want December to bring forth into your life. The testimony you want to celebrate in December. I will lead you. Then I will ask you to continue. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for the month of December. As a covenant child of yours, born by the blood of Jesus Christ, and filled with the Holy Spirit, I declare that my December must give birth to my testimony, to my healing, to my deliverance, to my heart. Continue, continue right now. Declare, declare, declare. Speak into your December. Speak. Deliver this consignment. Deliver this testimony. Deliver, deliver.
My blessing, my breakthrough, my opportunity.
unity, my testimony, my celebration, my testimony, my glorious testimony. Let December produce for God my blessing, my breakthrough, my open door. Manko Tarabasa.
My miracle.
Let December manifest. Release the testimonies. Actualize the prophetic words. Let December actualize ancient prophetic words that have been spoken from this altar into the lives of God's people. Let December manifest our destiny help us. Let my December deliver my testimony. Deliver my expectation. Actualize it. December.
Sakata. Apakara. Apakatakaba. Aparakata. Aprakatakaba. Alabara. Akatakabakata.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say December.
December.
Shut your gates.
Against
accidents. Against premature death.
Against
setbacks.
Against
delays.
Against
disappointment.
Against
ancestral curses.
Shut
your gates. Shut your gates. In my life. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. December. Shut your gates. Against poverty. Shut your gates. Against poverty in my life, in my family, shut your gates against disappointment. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. December. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. Shut your case in my life. December. Shut your case. Shut your case. Against evil conspiracies. Shut your case. Shut your case. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, you month of December.
You month of December.
In my life.
In my life.
Mention I de la Liboja
and
my family.
December.
Shut your gate. Against witchcraft power.
Against
occult powers. Against marine powers. Against ancestral powers. Against generational powers. And all the activities. Shut your gate. In my life. In my home. In my marriage, in my career, in my business, in my finances, in my relationship, in my company. Shut your gate, 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 shut your gate. This power will never work against you or through you. We are going to command the elements of creation to align to our declarations. Give me Isaiah chapter 1. Verse
2.
Isaiah chapter 1. Hear me, you heavens. Okay, give me verse 1 and 2. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah saw. Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now verse 2. Hear me, you heavens, listening, earth, for the Lord has spoken. For the Lord has spoken. That's all we want. The rest, we don't need it now. You are going to command the elements of creation to align to the declarations you have made. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the month of December.
In the month of December.
Let every element of creation.
Let every element of creation.
The sun by day.
The sun by day.
The moon, the stars by night.
The moon, the stars by night.
The earth.
The earth.
The vegetation,
the vegetation,
the sea,
the sea,
the
forest,
the
mountains,
let them obey,
let them obey,
and align to my declarations into December. Let them obey and align, let them obey and align, let them obey and align, including every human being,
every human being,
let them obey and align, let them obey and align, obey and align. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know what this prayer means? It means from now. Anywhere you are standing, it will be manifesting your declaration.
Amen.
The sun will be manifesting your declaration.
Amen.
The moon and the stars will be manifesting your declaration.
Amen.
That was why Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, if you say to this mountain, move
to
and be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt, but believe that what you say will happen. Now we are going to command the kingdom of darkness to align.
Satan,
devil,
Obosam,
demons,
Adamoni,
evil spirits,
Mohombani,
they must obey. and align
to
our declaration. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Philippians 2, 10 and 11 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command.
I command.
The kingdom of darkness.
The kingdom of darkness.
The devil.
Satan.
Demons. Principality and powers.
Evil spirits.
Whatever they are called. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command them to obey.
And to align to the declarations.
That we have made.
Into the month of December.
Let them obey. Let the kingdom of darkness obey. Let the kingdom of darkness obey.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. The last command we want to make.
Say agents on
assignment. Agents on assignment. Every satanic agent on assignment. Let's read Numbers 22, 12, 18, and 20.
Numbers 22.
12, 18, and 20. Numbers 22,
12.
But God said to Balaam, do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people because they are blessed. Give me verse 18. But Balaam answered them, even if Balak gave me all the silver and gold in his palace, I could not do anything great or small to go beyond the command of the Lord my God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Verse 20. That night, God came to Balaam and said, since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you. Look, let me tell you. Throughout December, every witch on assignment against anything of yours, when they go to their meeting and they open their mouth, they should start blessing you. They should start blessing you. They should start opening your door. When they meet to close your doors, including you witches in this house, witches here right now, hear me. You are also included. You think I don't know you? I know. Oh, come on. I know too much. But have I come to any of you and say you are a witch?
I will not.
I know how I'm dealing with you. Look, when they meet
to close
your doors,
they
will start saying,
We open her doors.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare to any
satanic agent on assignment,
you must obey
and align
to the command and the declaration we have made into the month of December. Agents on assignment within the church, outside the church, in our families, at our workplaces, in our neighborhood, as we clap our hands, obey and align, obey and align, obey and align,
obey and align, obey, 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 obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey,
obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, obey, we want to lead you to Christ right now. This communion is opened. Once you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, immediately you pick it and go there. Begin to declare, I eat the broken body and drink the blood to seal the declaration. To seal the declaration. To seal the declaration for December. For December. Shatta kabaya. Mojabi, receive all Calvary and
Has everybody been saved? Thank you. Jesus answered, yes, it is you. Thus, I'm reading Matthew 26, verse 26 now. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. Verse 27 of Matthew 26. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Take your cup right now. Shall we all stand right now, please? Say, Lord, I receive your body.
I receive your body.
And your blood.
And your blood.
This is the blood of the new covenant.
This is the blood of the new covenant.
As I eat your body.
As I eat your body.
And drink your blood.
And drink your blood.
I seal. Every declaration.
Every declaration.
That I have made.
That I have made.
Into the month of December.
Into the month of December.
For December to manifest them.
For December to manifest them.
For the elements of creation in December to manifest them.
For the element of creation in December to manifest them.
For the kingdom of darkness in December to manifest them.
For the kingdom of darkness in December to manifest them.
For agents on assignment in December to manifest them.
For agents in assignment in December to manifest them.
I declare. By this cup.
By this cup,
I am secured.
I am secure.
My dream is secured.
My dream is secure.
My destiny is secured.
My destiny is secure.
My health is secured.
My health is secure.
My marriage is secured.
My marriage is secure.
My husband is secure.
My husband is secure.
My wife is secured.
My wife is secure.
My children are secure.
My children are secure.
My family are secure.
My family are secure.
My business is secure.
My business secure.
My work is secure.
My work is secure.
My position is secure.
My position is secure.
My promotion is secure.
My promotion is secure.
My health is secure.
My health is secure.
My finances are secure.
My finances are secure.
Everything about mine.
Everything about mine.
Is secure.
Is secure.
Is secure.
Is secure.
Is secure.
Is secure.
Now continue to declare what is secured yourself.
Declare.
Declare. Please, those of you online, you can do the same.
Yes.
Secure everything of yours. Yes. Your life is secure. Your going and coming is secure. Your interactions are secure. Your associations. Your traveling, your night and your day, every blessing for which Christ has died for you is secure, is secure, is secure. Your testimony is secure. Your dream is secure. Your womb is secure.
Rakabalaba, rakabalaba, likelebo siande, libro kotori masala.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we eat and drink, I declare you secured.
Amen.
In the month of December.
Amen.
You are secured.
Amen.
Against any kind of accident.
Jesus' name.
You are secured.
Amen.
Against any kind of death.
Jesus' name.
You are secured.
Amen.
Against any kind of evil.
Jesus' name.
Or wickedness.
Jesus' name.
Or misfortune.
Jesus'
name. Or any battle.
Jesus'
name. Or any attack.
Jesus' name.
I declare you secure.
Amen.
And everything around you.
Amen.
I declare it secure.
Amen.
I declare it secure.
Amen.
I declare it secure.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shall we eat the body together right now? See, this blood,
his blood
is the payment that Jesus made.
Is the payment that Jesus made.
I therefore declare to you, Satan.
I therefore declare to you, Satan.
And all your agents.
And all your agents.
I owe you nothing.
I owe you nothing.
Whatever I owe you.
Whatever I owe you.
This blood has paid for it.
This blood has paid for it.
Whatever you are demanding from me.
Whatever you are demanding from me.
Let this blood answer.
Let this blood answer.
Let this blood pay you back.
Let this blood pay you back.
As I drink this blood.
As I drink this blood.
I am fully secured.
I am fully secure.
You have no power over me.
You have no power over me.
I drink to walk in dominion.
I drink to walk in dominion.
I drink to walk in prosperity.
I drink to walk in prosperity.
I drink to walk in good health.
I drink to walk in good health.
I drink to walk in fruitfulness.
I drink to walk in fruitfulness.
I drink to walk in dominion.
I drink to walk in dominion.
I drink to walk in acceleration.
I drink to walk in acceleration.
I drink to walk in possession.
I drink to walk in possession.
You should also say what you want to drink to walk in. I drink to walk in my testimony.
Yes, so Lord.
I drink to walk in my fulfillment. Shalakatakamayanda. Likotosh. Siataka. Ritoshka. Sa. Kabet ketokaya. I shut the gates of evil in my life. I shut the gates of misfortune. I shut the gates of wickedness. I shut the gates of delay. I shut the gates of intimidation. I shut the gates of fear. I shut the gates of anxiety. I shut the gates of sickness and diseases. I shut the gates of afflictions and infirmity. I shut the gates of barrenness. I shut the gates of misfortune. I shut the gates of poverty. Shali kapaata. Ziprokoto karanda kaba. Liko takama. Ziata. Hata. Ali aranda. Ziokoto. Shaha. Lari kato kayanda. I must end gloriously. I must exit gloriously. December is my glorious month. December is for glorious testimony. December is for advancement. December is for increase. December. I drink for a fruitful December, for a prosperous December, for a dominion December, for accelerated December, for a fulfilling December. Say by faith, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we drink right now? You know what to do. Drink right now. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Every declaration you have made, you have eaten it and drank it in your body. So it has come alive. When you are walking, you are walking with the declarations. When you are asleep, you are sleeping with the declarations. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Just bless the Lord right now.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Libro kabali kutu. Libri katarabashanda.
Thank the Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Santa Kabala Karabasanta Kaba. Bless the Lord right now. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for what you have received. Thank the Lord for what you have received right now. You have received it. Santa Kabaya Kata. Yes. Your healing is taking place. Your deliverance is taking place.
Rakutaya Mataya Bo Briskate Lakuraka Mali Rekerabos Kabo Rada Likaba.
Take your oil.
For one is Sabri.
Lift your oil right now. Say, Holy Spirit, empower this oil.
Empower this oil.
Water first.
Water first. Pick your water. Pick your water right now. The water of life. We know the Holy Spirit lives in us, but we can't see him with our eyes. Sometimes we feel him, but we can't see him with our eyes. But we can see this water as the Holy Spirit empower this water. Breathe into this water. As I drink this water, I am drinking you. Affect every part of my body. Any spiritual poison that is inside me, Holy Spirit, as I drink you through this water, flush it out of my body, flush it out of my system, reset my system, heal my system, reconstruct my system. Any organ in my body that needs life, give it life now. Give it life now. Through this living water, Holy Spirit, empower this water, empower. I drink for spiritual energy and revival. Say in the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink now?
My enyi na nom sabre.
Everyone online, you can also do the same.
One more video soon, so which my other crony be.
You drink it when you get home. You use it the way you are led to use it. We are drinking the water of life. The life of God. Through the Holy Spirit in this water. Is what is propelling us. No fear again. No intimidation again. No weakness again. No tiredness again. No fatigue again. Shatakabarakata. You can drink now. Thank you, Jesus. Now take your oil. In the same way, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us. But we can't see him with our eyes. But we can see the oil. So we are asking to empower this oil. As we anoint ourselves, we receive acceleration. We receive speed. We receive supernatural energy. Supernatural strength. To do the impossible. Say, Holy Spirit, empower this oil. As we apply it, we are receiving strength. We are receiving acceleration.
We are receiving speed.
We are receiving revival.
We are receiving revival
and restoration.
And restoration.
The application of this oil.
The application of this oil
should neutralize.
Should neutralize
every stress.
Every stress
in our lives.
In our lives.
Every depression.
Every depression.
Every oppression.
Every oppression.
Every begging.
Every burden
should be lifted.
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 Mental burdens.
Mental burdens.
Emotional burdens.
Emotional burdens.
Spiritual burdens.
Spiritual burdens.
Physical burdens.
Physical burdens.
Economic burdens.
Economic burdens.
Financial burdens.
Financial burdens.
Be lifted right now.
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 Spiritual alignment.
Spiritual alignment.
Manifest right now.
Manifest right now.
The application of this oil.
By the application of this oil.
Align me.
Align me.
Align my mind.
Align my
mind. Align my mouth.
Align my mouth.
Align my body.
Align my body.
Align me right now.
Align me right now.
Align, 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 align.
Align
my thoughts.
Align my thoughts.
Sakata kabarakata.
Le
papa papa
rakata.
By this anointing.
By this anointing.
I walk in high places.
I walk in high places.
I walk in dominion.
I walk in dominion.
I walk in power.
I walk in power.
I walk in authority.
I walk in authority.
I walk in boldness.
I walk in
I walk in courage.
I walk in courage.
I walk in prosperity.
I walk in prosperity.
In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we apply the oil right now? Just apply the oil. Anoint your forehead and under your feet. Under your feet. Deuteronomy 33, 24 and 25. Yes, under your feet. Deuteronomy 33. That means you walk in prosperity. The Bible said that Asher will bathe his feet in oil. Deuteronomy 24, Deuteronomy 33, verse 24 and 25. About Asher, he said, most blessed of Asher, most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers and let him bathe his feet in oil. That means walking in prosperity, walking in abundance. That's the anointing under your feet. Verse 25 said, the bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze. And your strength will equal your days. Many have taught theology of letters. And produce lettered Christians. Who don't know how to apply the word of God. Always copying notes. Copying notes. But never know how to apply it in our daily lives. We are grateful unto the Lord that He has opened our eyes to how to apply the word. We pray the word and we live the word in this church. Just begin to speak in tongues right now. Speak in tongues. Those of you can speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues right now.
Libre kabalakata yanderi masanda rababa la brako torobo zilia ya papa ya braka darababa yanderi makabrane rakabaze kete libre kotorobo zilia libre kabale koto makataya rakabale kete yanderi makabrandorobo siakata libre kabalakata yanderi makabrandorobo siata rakabale kete libre kabalabakata yanderi makabrandorobo siakata rakabale kete lebo siande libre kabalaba rakataya ba libre kabalakata yanderi makabrandorobo siakata libre kabalaba rakata Basanaya, Makoturu Bosikete, Rakabalipe, Rababa, Makoya Bahataya, Yanderima Cabra, Rakata Basakata, Rakata.
I want to do quick impartation right now. So right from the back. First of all, the church workers will come. Then right from the back, they will start coming. Quick impartation. Father, I impart your people as you said. As I tag them, let them be aligned. I set you for alignment. Let every area in your life come into alignment. I set the mantle of alignment on you. Let every area in your life fall into alignment. Mantle of alignment. Fall in alignment. Every aspect of your life should fall in alignment right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. I align you. Any area of your life that is not in alignment, let it align now. In the name of Jesus. Mantle of alignment. Align. 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 Yes. Align. Align. In Jesus' name. Mantle of alignment. Every area of your life that is not aligned. Yes. I bring it into alignment.
Mantle
of alignment. Align, 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 align. Yes, mantle of alignment. Every area of your life, yes, that is not aligned. Let it align now. Mantle of alignment, align, align. Let every area of your life align, align. Yes, align. Including those of you online, you are also receiving your alignment right now. Mantle of alignment. Align. 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 Every area of your life. Align. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. Align now. In Jesus' name. Mantle of alignment. Align. In Jesus' name. Mantle of alignment. Align. In Jesus' name. Mantle of alignment. Align. 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 Mantle of alignment. Yes. For the workings of God. Align now. Align. In the name of Jesus. Align. Align. Mantle of alignment. Align. 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 Jesus' name. Mantle of alignment. Align. Align the name of Jesus. Align. Rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya. I want five people to come. Yes, you hold it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold it.
Yes. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. Yes. Yes, align them. Align.
of your life. Let it align. Let it align. Let it align now. More people. Mantle of alignment. Mantle of alignment. Yes, align. Let every area of your life align. 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 Yes. Align now. Yes, align, yes, align, align, lose them now, align, align, yes, align, 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 pray, align, 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 lose them now, in the name of power, yes, break it up.
Now Holding something on. The power in me, the anointing is transferred. So it is entering to you. Mantle of alignment. I align you in the name of Jesus. I align every aspect of your life. I align every aspect of your life that is not in alignment. I align every aspect of your life that is not in alignment. I align every aspect of your life that is not in alignment. I align every aspect of your life. Align, align, align. Yes, align. Align, 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 align. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Break! Break out!
Jesus.
Lose it now. Lose it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Break it.
Break it. Take it back. You see? Shake it. Take it back. Alata. Break it. Break it. Take it back. Handa. Yita. Jesus name.
Just as I can, send your power, send your Presence, that's
Then the Holy Spirit said, let them hold it in line. I didn't understand. But as the last person held it, you see, working with the Holy Spirit, you just have to obey Him. You don't need to understand. Some of His instructions, they are something. After the last person, then he said to me, you see how they were holding it like a chain. Every gap in their life has been filled. Every open space in your life has been filled. It has been sealed. Every open space in your life, every open gap in your life, it has been filled. It has been sealed. No open space. No open space. Testimonies will come and remain. Testimonies will come and remain. Testimony will come in chains. Testimony will come and never go back. Shata kabaya, ipapa ata, arakata kabaya, aleta raba ata kabaya, alaba karaba anda, alaba karaba ata kabaya. Your testimonies will come and remain and remain. When doors open, nothing will shut them again. Yes, the gaps in your life have been filled, have been filled, have been filled, have been filled. Yes, 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 yes. Every gap in your life, every gap in your life, every gap in your life. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. It has been filled. Yes. Break them now. Break them free. Break them now. There is a change. There is a turnaround. There is acceleration. There is speed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Something has happened.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me.
your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.